Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 272. The teachings of Jesus separated the people into two classes. With hundreds of different Christian denominations in the world, how can you know which one is right? Is there one with teachings you can stake your life on? Of Buddhism, Islam, and Christianity, can you be sure which one is true? This writer is positive that the biblical Christ is the Savior of the world. And he ordained his apostles to proclaim his true gospel message to the world. But what to do about conflicts in Christian churches? Is the Bible clear that one is correct? It is crystal clear that the issue of the mark of the beast will catalyze humanity. We'll have to know how to differentiate between truth and counterfeit. And what do you do when you are convinced there is one true remnant church designated for these last days, and yet it is also torn apart by controversy and disunion? In the days of Christ, he was clear that salvation is of the Jews. The true church was that temple in Jerusalem, which he said was my Father's house. But he split that church wide open with controversy. If you had been living there, you would have wondered how this lowly man from Nazareth could be right and the great theologians and leaders in the temple could be wrong. But that was the way things were. Honest people were confused. They watched and listened and pondered, just as we do today. Jesus cleared things up for us all. My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wants to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. That settled it for every honest-hearted person. The teachings of Jesus separated the people into two classes, those who ended up crying crucify him, and those who believed in him and took up their cross to follow. And now today his teachings will again separate the world into two classes, those who accept the mark of the beast and those who receive the seal of God. We are now choosing sides. Life is serious business.